Welcome back to the Good Dude Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Thomas, and sorry about the little hiatus last week. I've been pretty busy. I haven't been able to slack off and do all my fun stuff like the podcast and website articles and stuff like that, but hopefully be getting back to it soon. The biggest thing I want to talk about today, or the show is about, is actually my book coming out on Monday. So this is the second book I'll be releasing, and it's called OIF Journal, Henry Sissel. And it's all about the main character from the first book, or one of the main characters from the first book, Henry Sissel, and his experiences during OIF, or Operation Iraqi Freedom. This book is very personal. Obviously, every book you write is personal to you, but this one in particular, mainly because it started out as my story. So when I was deployed to Iraq in 2005, I thought it would be a good idea to try to keep a journal. And I made it about halfway through before I just kind of lost interest and decided that I had more important things to worry about. So most of the stories are mine in you know, exact format, where I literally wrote the words as they were happening to me. But the rest of them are either things that happened to me or happened to friends of mine that I thought would fit the character, and then also make for a more interesting story. The funny thing is, when I read it, or I try to listen back to it when I'm doing the editing process, I find that most of the boring parts of the story are mine, the things that happened to me, and all the really exciting things and the cool things are things that happened to buddies of mine or people I knew. And then, you know, there is a little bit of that is just strictly fiction. I just completely made up, and mostly that's just to round out the character, universe profile, however you want to put it, to make sure that it fit the rest of the series. So the book in and of itself is a prequel or a backstory for Henry, who is the leader of the Athleta Christi in the first book. It just gives you a little more insight, and it is developing his character further so that you can kind of understand where he's coming from, the things that happened to him previously, to kind of shape his personality, his thoughts, his motivations. I know personally, and the reason I wanted to do this was because personally I really enjoy learning more about individual characters that I read about outside of their particular narrative. So if you can find a book about, you know, a book that you enjoy reading, you know, that has a character that you really like, you kind of want to learn more about who they are and where they come from. So I like the idea of doing, you know, short novella style, you know, 30,000 word plus or minus 150 page books about individual characters, you know, sort of like they do on TV shows sometimes, like on Game of Thrones or Walking Dead or something, you know, the shows that I really like, where they'll dive really deep into one character for an episode and really talk about, okay, this is where they're from, this is why they are who they are. And I feel like that develops the story in the world a lot better, because you can develop more of a relationship with the character as opposed to just reading about their exploits in that particular timeline. So my plan is to do this with all the major characters. Maybe not the exact format, maybe not journal type, which I'll get into in a second, you know, for the style of writing, but, you know, some type of backstory for each one of the Athleta Christi. That's really fun writing, because I can really kind of geek out a little bit on each one of the characters, and it'll be really fun with the other people, because, you know, like I said, most of these experiences that I wrote about for Henry were mine or very close to me. So it was very easy writing, but it also really, at the same time, was a little boring, because I know the story. You know, it's not new. I'm not really creating anything. I'm just kind of regurgitating, which is fine. And it was still fun, and it's still very, very personal. And I'm really nervous about people reading it and their reactions. But I think what's going to be even more fun is when I get to write about characters like Jackson or Alejandra and, you know, or Penn, and really get into their stories, because they're completely imaginative. I mean, they're based on real people, as all characters are, but they're much more amalgams of character traits from people that I know or people that I respect, or even, you know, other characters that I've read about or seen on TV or whatever. So I think their backstories are going to be much more exciting to write, because I'll have to be much more creative in developing their stories and finding ways to stay true to their characters while making sure that they arrive on the timeline and the path that they're set on now. So that's going to be cool. I'm excited about that, and I hope you guys are looking forward to it. But this book really was more of just a, I need to get this out. I need to put this out there. It helps the story, it helps the character, and it helps me, because this is like the first thing I ever really attempted to write way back in 2005. So it's just kind of pushed on this one hard, and that's why it's, you know, what, 3 months after, 4 months after the first book was released, this is coming out. You know, big shout out, thank you to my family and my sisters, my mom and my dad for really helping me edit and proofread several times. You know, they've been super great on this. I should definitely give them a pay raise. So I'll take that under advisement. But it really helps when you have a support structure that does believe in you, because it gets very mundane. I mean, you know, the writing process in and of itself is not super exciting. Coming up with the ideas is really exciting, and it happens fast, and I'm like, can't get them down fast enough. I'm writing them down in journals or on scraps of notebook paper or jotting them in my phone. But then the actual writing, where you're filling in all the blanks, is really tough, because you're going back over it several times. You know, you write it one way, you think it's going to sound good, and then you read it with the other parts of the book and it just doesn't make any sense. You know, so you've really got to put in the work, and if you don't have people around you that believe in you and that support you, it's real easy to put it down. I think that's why a lot of people start writing a book and never finish it, or start anything and never finish it, just because you need other people. You know, there are very, very few things we can do by ourselves in this world, and that's coming from me, who is a very independent person, and I don't like to ask for help for anything. But the truth of the matter is, we can't do it alone. You know, I can't do this by myself. I mean, the quality that I would put out there if nobody proofread it would be laughable. So, you know, it's something that I needed to accept, and I needed for me to be able to finish this book and finish all the books. So it's been great. You know, I read a quote not too long ago that was very interesting to me and kind of struck a chord. I'm sure it was on Facebook or Instagram or something, but hey, what can you do? That's the times that we live in. And I don't even know if it was a direct quote or if it was just somebody kind of thinking about it, but it was referencing, you know, the statement that everybody says, that, you know, God will never give you more than you can handle. And this kind of flipped it on its head. It said, you know, God gives you more than you can handle so that you realize you can't do anything without him. So I thought that was a very moving notion, because I am a very independent person, and I do believe and have believed, you know, since my dad was old enough to teach me how to shoot a jump shot, that I can do anything that I try to do. You know, I've always believed, you know, if I wanted to be the president, I could be the president. And that's the way I was raised, and that's the way I've always believed. But when you're told, you know, you can't do anything, much less these huge monumental goals you have for yourself, without God and without Jesus, that kind of shook me a little bit, and I had to come to terms with it. But I think it's very, very true. You know, God purposefully gives us more than we can handle, because he wants us to know that he will take care of us. He will provide the support that we need, not just us on our own. We can't do anything by ourselves. And so I feel like that was kind of the message or the mentality throughout the book, was that, you know, for me writing it, I couldn't get through the writing process without him, without my family, without everybody around me. You know, I couldn't get through the deployment without my soldiers and the people that I had helping me, and God and everything. So you know, that I feel like is kind of an undertone. It's not ever directly spoken that way, but I think if you read the story, read the book, you'll see that coming true or ringing true in a lot of the interactions with the characters and the items. One of the interesting things that I think about this book as opposed to most other books that you'll read, especially novels, fiction books, is that it's written in a journal format. So it's a single voice book, which means that there's only one person writing it from a first person view. And in a journal format, it's day to day. So there's not a lot of foreshadowing. There is some, just because of the instinctive nature of humans to know when bad things are going to happen. But for the most part, it's just retelling the items that happened previously or looking forward to things that may happen in the future that may not turn out. So it's an interesting type of writing. And for me, I think it's really fun to read because it's short segments. You know, I mean, when you journal, you're only writing like a page or two at a time. So you're not overwriting a lot of things. It's very personal in that it is a unique voice. It's usually not proper, you know, King's English kind of writing, which makes it more comfortable, a little bit less formal, which I think speaks to a lot of people, especially in our age. So I enjoyed writing it that way. It makes it difficult for the editing process, and my mom and my sisters were quite frustrated with me because of the way I was writing it. I had to use some grammatical errors to stay true to the character's voice, and yeah, it's hard to edit things when you know they're intentionally wrong. So there was some back and forth on that, but for the most part, it was a pretty easy process with them. Like I said, it's a short book, so it's an easy read. My sister Joy said that she read it in like 3 hours or something. So she just picked it up and read it all the way through, which, you know, I was very impressed. I can't read for more than an hour without starting to doze off. But, you know, it is something that could be easily read in a weekend, no doubt. But it was something that I felt like I needed to share and I think was important to developing the character. So I'm glad it's completed. I've really been working hard on the audiobook. It was a huge learning process with developing the audiobook. It's been very, very difficult. It's been a lot of fun. I've very much enjoyed it. Mostly I've been learning about the recording process and the editing process and how to develop the recording so they sound good and that they're consistent throughout the book. So, you know, there's several hundred pages, obviously, but then there's probably 50 or 60 different segments where they're like chapters. So each one of those segments is recorded separately, and then you have to push them all together. Well, if one day you're speaking really loudly and the other day you're kind of mumbling or, you know, whatever, and they don't sound right together, then you got to go back and feel like, or work on it to make it balance. And it's really difficult to do, especially for me, who has absolutely no experience in this world. So I'm doing a lot of YouTubing, I'm doing a lot of Googling, I'm doing a ton of trial and error. Partway through the recording, I switched microphones, which totally jacked everything up with the recording quality. It made it much better, but the previous half of the book that I had already recorded now sounds like crap, so I'm going to have to go back and re-record that. I was hoping to be able to release it on Monday with the actual book, but it looks like it's probably going to be a couple weeks after. So be looking out for that. But the book will come out on Monday on Veterans Day. The reason I wanted to release it on Veterans Day, obviously, is it's a soldier story. And that was the intent behind it, was to talk about experiences in Iraq and during the deployment. You know, if you have been deployed, and even if you've been deployed to Afghanistan or wherever, I feel like it'll speak to you. I think you'll catch a lot of the same feelings and thoughts that everybody has during deployments, because, you know, they're all kind of the same. I mean, it doesn't matter that much where you are or the engagements that you're in or what you're dealing with. You know, everybody has to deal with the same kind of stuff while you're deployed. So I really wanted to share that, and I hope that speaks to people. I feel like it will. I feel like my story is not unique. I feel like a lot of people had it way worse than I did, and it was much more exciting for them. So if anything, I'm probably, you know, not doing them justice as far as the the toughness that they went through and the suffering that they had to deal with personally. So please take a look at it. If you do know somebody who's been deployed, you know, this may help give you some insight into how they think and what they're going through during that time. If you yourself have been deployed and, you know, maybe you want to check it out and then fact check me and shoot me a message and tell me I'm an idiot or I missed the mark way bad on one part or something. So just let me know what you think. I'd love to hear it. That's about it. I really appreciate everybody listening. Like I said, sorry about last week that I missed, and sorry about this week not doing the full Monty. I'm on my phone in my car waiting for the cafe to open so I can get us some coffee. But I sure do appreciate everybody listening and all the shares. Please look for the book on Monday. Super excited for it to come out. OIF Journal, Henry Sissel. The first book is still available. It's Providence, Athlete to Christie. And it's still a fun read. So if you're looking for something fun to listen to read and to check out, you know, maybe buy both books. I'm just saying, you know, it'd be a great gift. You could read it over the Thanksgiving holidays. You know, whatever. Just saying. Other than that, that's all I got. I better go get some coffee before my wife gets up and is wondering where I'm at. All right. Y'all take care. Bye.